Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course, home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Heal Squad.
Hey everyone, it's Kelsey.
And Jeff, and we are here to tell you a bit about our partner, Anchor. We know that you're a fan of this podcast, and maybe you've thought, hey, I want to make a podcast too.
Well, we have great news for you guys. We want to tell you all about Anchor. It's the easiest way to make a podcast for a few reasons, but to start out, it's free.
Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more.
Plus, you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
So, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Do it, you guys, and enjoy the show. If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone. Baby, you're not dancing on your own.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm exhausted, but this song and Kelsey's reaction to it and Pooch's lack of reaction, it's killing me. You guys, we fooled him again.
We fooled him again.
Another Friday. Week's over. Done.
Done.
Guess what? Kelsey, I have a question for you.
What?
Who's Friday for? I don't think Pooja knows.
The men.
Friday is
and
for the
me.
Men. Now, that was very 90s, but Pooja, we've updated it. Friday is for the people.
The people.
The people.
I like when it. I was on, so I haven't said this in a while, but when I was on construction one time, paying off many, many debts from my first film, and I was working with the Gears, PJ Gear and Son Construction, of which there's 144 gears, and all of them are over 6'4".
That's so, so crazy to me.
And probably some of the meanest people you ever meet. And basically, there's me in the middle of them. And the first Friday I was working, you know, I just was doing my thing. I'm carrying planks and lugging sheetrock up these stairs and climbing staging and, you know, just doing everything, you know, I can, which eventually why the owner loved me, Uncle Bill, like adored me. But at the same time, one of the guys there, his name is Fielding. He is 420 pounds. He was with a pretty famous motorcycle outfit whose name I will not mention. And he grabbed me by the throat and threw me up against the wall and said, "The fuck are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm working." Now, this was the same guy who was the foreman and we'd call him Walking Boss. Because in prison camps, you got the walking boss who just kind of walks by the prisoners as they're doing all the work. And every day he would just, because I was me, I didn't belong. He just would break my balls. And the more the owner loved me, the more he just used to just terrorize me. And so I'm like, well, I don't understand you. I'm working hard. Like you're always on me saying I'm not working hard enough, which of course I was working circles around everyone else. And he was like, "Friday's for the fucking men." And he let me go. He walked away. And then I remember just being like, wait, what happened? And then one of Joe's cousins explained it to me. He's like, just pause for 1 second. Now listen. And I'm like, he's like, you hear any music playing? I said, no. He goes, you hear any work happening? I'm like, no. He goes, now just keep listening. And then you hear like, he's like, dude, everyone's hungover. He's like, Friday's for the men. It's on construction Monday through Thursday. The bosses have us. Friday's our day. That's it. And I'm like, okay, well, what's Saturday? He's like, Saturday's for the kids. Okay. I go, what's Sunday? Sunday's for the old lady. All right, fair enough. So that's why from that there on, I would be so excited at like 3:30 on a Thursday. We'd get in at 6 and like we'd wrap at 3:30 or 4 and it'd be like, yeah, it'd be like, you know what? That's it. We're done. Tomorrow's your day.
I love that.
So anyway, Friday
but
is
the
for
men,
the people. Just to reiterate, everybody out there driving around, having your day, starting your day, whatever. It's your day. No one else's. So enjoy. Kelsey.
Enjoy.
And
Kevin.
Hoosier. Yes. So I will say just shout out with so much gratitude to the Heel Squad for all the amazing Patreon comments for Regular Guy Friday. And it particularly struck a chord when people like, you're giving me anxiety. I'm like, oh God, that's the exact opposite of what we're trying to do here.
Kevin, you are giving people anxiety. Stop it, including me. Stop it.
Someone else commented today from last week's post and was like, you cannot cancel RGF. I'm getting nervous. I was like,
no. Well, we don't want anyone to get nervous. It's just hard because I want to deliver. And like I said, the 35 episode box set, I think you can take that away with you to a desert island and start a new civilization. I don't have much else to say. So that's why we probably were covering F-boys. I know today we're going to cover some things on TikTok.
Hell yeah.
About to watch on TV.
I can't believe we're at 35 episodes, Kev. I'm like, God, look at where we're at now.
What started out as a joke. It's kind of like the Blues Brothers.
Who are the Blues Brothers?
John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd on set.
Okay.
They were the first Saturday Night Live players, and they had a band called the Blues Brothers. It was just like a joke, but then they hit number one on the charts, and they had the best musicians, and they actually made really great music.
Damn, I never knew that story.
Yeah.
Look at them. That's just like us.
But I felt like there's a moment in Year Without a Santa Claus, Claymation. We have to do our deep dive, Christmas specials and spirits. One of these days we'll get launched. I hope it gets launched this season.
Me too.
We have to cover that. But anyway, there's a moment in there where Santa just quits. He's like, I can't, like, nobody believes it anymore. People are miserable. He's just like, I'm out. I'm done. He's like, I don't want to be part of this. And so the elves and Mrs. Claus go out to try to rally the world to, you know, let Santa know he's loved and they still believe in him. And the people respond by going so far as to give him a holiday because they felt bad for him. And so they're like, yeah, you've got your holiday. He's like, holiday nonsense. And it gave him the strength to go back out and be Santa again. So that's what I feel like. I feel like Santa.
So you want a holiday?
No, they gave me the strength to saddle up the sleigh.
It was National Kevin Day last week.
National Kevin Day was last week.
Yeah.
Who knew?
It really?
Or like, yeah, a week or two ago.
Wait, are you actually being serious?
Yeah, I was just on a Sunday.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I Googled
it. Is there a National Kelsey Day, a National Pooja Day?
Yeah, what?
Definitely not Pooja, because
we don't know that. Well, Pooja, we don't know that. Don't say that.
We don't know that.
That is true. I'm looking it up again.
This is what we need.
October 3rd.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're going to love it.
October 3rd is National Kevin Day.
What about Kelsey?
What about Kelsey?
When is National Kelsey Day?
There is... Oh, National Kelsey Appreciation Day, April 25th.
What?
You guys, why so are we stupid. Not jumping? Listen, Heel Squad, why are we not all jumping on this scam? First of all, great scam to enjoy, because you know we're always just looking for an escape. Secondly, how do we profit off this?
I want presents. I want presents on National Kelsey Appreciation Day.
Yeah, it's Appreciation Day. It's not even just National Kelsey Day.
Wow. This is huge. And October 3rd for you, Kev? Interesting. Wait, did Kevin freeze? Oh, nuts.
As the weather gets colder, well, everywhere but LA, and the year creeps to an end, we all have one thing on our minds. Christmas, the holidays, the best time of the year. But for some, it can be the toughest, most stressful, and lonely time. I, for one, can say this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom. And you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery and to feel those feelings, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7. It's like having a therapist in your pocket. So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com.
Apologies for a slight hiccup if you're experiencing it. We lost power here in Connecticut, and my Molari Curly installation of the power generator backup did not work. So, but fill it with some antifreeze, and I don't know, got under the hood. We have it going anyway. I am really digging this scam of like everybody's birthday. It becomes a national, not birthday, everyone's name becomes like a national holiday. There's got to be an angle.
Well, listen, Kev, we all need more reason to celebrate.
Yeah, we need more escapism because we certainly don't have enough.
Correct. So now you're now you're seeing the kids who are celebrating their half birthdays.
Well, no. You know, Roxy over at AfterBuzz, we had to.
Why?
Because she demanded it.
No.
She's like, I've been celebrating my half birthday since I was like 10. What are you talking about?
No way.
And you know, me, because I love the madness, I'm like,
hell
yeah. Oh, we're not stopping that tradition. And so, yeah, always.
That shocks me.
Always did her half birthday. Oh, yeah.
My mom would be like, get out of here.
Of course. Well, wow. Again.
I don't even know my half birthday.
Pooja, what about your?
Pooja doesn't even know her half birthday.
I don't even know my half birthday.
I really don't see immigrant parents with a lot of patience for the half birthday, but.
No, and four kids.
That'd be eight things to celebrate.
I'm sorry. I think your classic American family, you could have 10 kids and there'd be 10 half birthdays.
Oh,
you know,
God.
My friend, I just talked to, let's see, the only people in my rotation right now to talk to are barely you, Kelsey, Maria, and barely my mom.
Barely.
And my mom bumped into somebody because I did my punch-in with mother. And she bumped into someone from a friend of mine from high school, I think, or college. And I guess there's like three or four kids, and their weekends start at 4 a.m. with tournaments of all kinds for their sports. And
absolutely it's not. Like, nope.
Yeah. And nope. and she said apparently it's all the friends. That's their weekends are just stacked with these traveling teams, and it's like either dance or it's
well,
sports.
And they start them out younger now. Like I remember when I was 5 and they wanted to put me on a competitive gymnastics team. And my mom was like, are you guys high?
Oh,
absolutely
God bless
not.
Deb.
Yeah. I mean, she was like, for the kid and for me, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, Yeah. And parents are guilty because they're not spending enough money. And it's kind of a racket. From what I understand, there's a lot of money.
A lot.
That these things cost participate
well,
in.
Well, you got to get the, I mean, I know from my friends who did, eventually when I did competitive gym, you needed everything. And then my friends who did all the competitive soccer teams, it's like you need different uniforms for different games and you need the cleats
and the special bags. Haley, you know what Haley said to me? She's like, it was all useless looking back.
Wow.
She's like, all of it. My mom did all of it. Lucinda did all of it.
Everything.
Everything for her and Brooke. And she's like, looking back, she's like, it really was pointless.
That's hilarious. But I think she's right. I think she's onto something. I think that like my experience with gymnastics and growing up with sports was not that, because my parents had very little hands on it at all.
It's tough because you were really good, Kelsey. So there's like, that's the rub. I think a lot of parents really push. I don't know. There's a there's a balance, right?
Balance.
I think it's really good for activities, socializing. I think even if you learn piano, but you don't become a concert pianist, like who cares? Like you still learn, you exercise that part of your brain. And I just think it's within balance. And like everything, we've just gone too far. And I swear half of our problems we're experiencing right now are not from having too little. It's from having too much.
I agree.
It's all the free time that, you know, we've talked about on the show where free time, unfortunately, it's human nature. The more free time you have, the more you're inclined to look for problems, see the negative.
Yeah, because you're bored. You're like, so let's go stir up some shit because I'm bored.
Yeah, let's just look for trouble.
Yeah.
Which, you know, on the flip side, that's why it is good that you keep kids busy, because I think that this boys, that whole boys will be boys. I mean, I know it from experience. Boys get into trouble and, you know, we're just destructive and just menacing. But I've noticed a lot of the millennials that work for me, because they were helicoptered, they were actually helicoptered past all the years they could have made those terrible choices and decisions. And I thought it was wonderful. Like they just were a better group. They were more, I know I'm going to sound.
No, I get what you're saying.
Naive, but they were much more gentlemanly.
Right.
And much more decent.
Right.
And are than my generation was. And I think that's why. It was like, nope, now you're off to this. Nope, now you're off to that. So there was never like, oh, let's go out in the woods and light firecrackers. Or like, let's, you know what I mean? It was never that. So
I saw the most wholesome thing. Sorry to interrupt you, Kev, but.
No, go ahead.
The most wholesome thing the other day when I was down at Manhattan Beach. I'm just sitting there. I like to go at least try and go every other weekend.
Yeah, well, that's
just
your version of nature for LA.
Is.
Yeah, you have the ocean going in and out.
The
right?
ocean is
tide,
my, it's
very
the best.
Healthy.
And I'll bring my book and, you know, like do research for the week. And I saw these two young, God, I would say they were maybe 13-year-old boys. One was a really good surfer and he was teaching his friend who wasn't. It was a Saturday. And that made me so happy. Right. I was like, I want my kids to be like that. Like,
and that's a great, and surfing is very soulful.
Yeah.
And you're with nature and the desert, and then, of course, core. You know, yeah.
It was so nice.
Again, what does this have to do with a Friday? Well, I guess we're going into the weekend. So for all you parents who are toting your little monsters to all their events, I guess keep it in check. Right.
You know what Deb used to say? I am not bringing the orange slices. You can figure it out yourself.
I love that.
I was
man. But
Mom, it's our turn.
Okay, but here's the rub.
Tell me.
Here's the rub for the Debs and the Kelseys of the world. And again, I'm not a dad. I'm a fake dad to all you guys.
Yeah.
But I will always say, like, what do we do when the Debs of the world raise the Kelseys and the moms raise the Pooja's, right? When the rest of the world is a bunch of narcissistic monsters.
I know.
That's the problem. So when the rest of the world are just little mini monsters, and then you're the one who's not,
you're on the heel squad, I guess.
And you're part of this as we're trying to shield ourselves and figure it out. I mean, so that's the thing too. Like, I think if I have children, I'm going to want to raise Kelseys and Pooja's, but then I'm like scared that, oh no, there's going to be way bigger monsters by then.
And, oof, I can't even think about that, Kevin. It makes me so sick and so sad.
Oh, the queens. And...
Oh, growing these poor kids growing up with phones literally in their hands, and not even the phones, it's the social media. Oh, yeah, it breaks my heart.
I was gonna say, yeah, that's probably the worst part. Like,
I mean,
the worst part. It was hard for like my age, and I had it, like, I started later. I wasn't like a elementary schooler with a phone. That wasn't a thing when I was, yeah, a kid. It was more like middle school, more high school. And I'm like, even for us, it was hard to grow up with social media. Yeah. Like, as a teenage girl, it's already hard enough. And then, like, now you have Instagram where there's people who are faking how they look. And you're like, why don't I look like that? And it's like, they don't even look like that. It's all Facetune. And it's like, a whole mental game. And now there's these literal, like, 5-year-olds with iPads that are looking at that. Like, it's, even if they're not understanding what they're seeing, they're still absorbing it. Like, it's, mm-hmm, they're still consuming, yeah, it. So like, whether they realize it or not, like, it's still in their head, and now they're gonna, like, I don't know the issues that are gonna come up, but it makes me really scared.
It's gotta be policed. But I've said this before in the show, because I've talked to a lot of really overwhelmed parents, and sometimes single parents, and they say, I only get so many hours with my kids because I'm working to feed them. I don't want to fight with them. You know, like Maria's, yeah, dad, you know, uh-huh, he just laid down the law, but he would say to her, do you think I enjoy this? You think I enjoy saying no to you? Don't you think I want to just say yes and make you happy?
Make you happy?
But I know that this is going to hurt you later in life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I just really want to go on a bender. I'm sorry. I can't take it anymore, guys.
Let me tell you.
I can't take Groundhog Day. I can't take the fact I died in COVID. I can't take it anymore.
Kevin, a couple of people said they don't think you died. So, just so you know.
In the comments?
Yes. We had a couple.
I've transformed.
Yeah.
That you're transforming.
Have, right. You're not dying or dead. So just keep that in your back pocket.
You know what? While we go back to that. So listen, at some point, yeah, I think we have to get our hands around this. We capitalize on the narcissism in our country to know that everyone's going to want to celebrate their day. We have to figure that out. Put that on the idea board. Later on, I'm going to talk about, I've talked to you guys.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
It's about the idea ball.
Oh, the idea, yes, ball?
The idea ball. Very, okay. Yeah. It's very important. Yeah, there's a couple of things we'll go over to on a more serious note, but remind me to bring up the idea ball on the note of that. But, yeah, there's gotta be something involved with that. We'll figure it out. Right. But, Kels, can we do some shout outs? It really did. I was so touched. I know Kelsey was too. By everyone's comments, and it really did help, and it did give me the strength to say, okay, come on, we got this, figure something out for an hour a week. Anyway, we're very grateful.
The Patreon comments,
some shout outs,
hell yeah,
Patreon people.
The Patreon comments, literally, I love it. And I know poor Kev, the off chance he's checking his phone when I'm sending them to him on a Friday, it's like a good news to come to. It's so happy. So it makes both of our days. So shout out to my girl Angie, Christine, Tara, Lindsay. I'm sorry if I'm butchering your name here. Valentin? Pretty name. I love it. I hope I said that right. Katie, Dee Dee, Anne, Helen, Danielle, Elisa, Vicky, Lynn, and Katie. And Kev, let me just read one of these comments for you.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Ready.
I gotta tell you, I rolled out of bed this morning, barely opened my eyes, and like a robot, put my earbuds in, grabbed my phone, hit play on today's Patreon episode, and when I heard the Queen's theme song and realized it was RGF, it gave me life. I felt like that guy on the showerhead commercial that starts dancing when the water turns on. RGF and Better Together and the Heel Squad is to me what Dunkin' Coffee is to Maria. RGF forever.
Aww.
Angie!
Thank you, Angie. Angie's probably a paisan. It's an Italian name.
Oh.
Angela.
Angela.
Wow.
That's so nice.
Really,
so sweet.
Super, super grateful. And yeah, we'll keep trying as best we can on these Fridays. The other thing this week, I was called into action to do a YouTube show, and you know, for Better Together, you know, the main show. And I don't mind being the backup quarterback, and just being transparent with you guys as much as I can be. It's one thing to interview someone else. That's okay, because it's just the curiosity factor I have, and I want to learn. And being a regular person, I always want to find out the, you know, if I can get the elixir or the silver bullets out of these people, and for myself and for everyone else. But then to have to, we didn't have a guest, so it was tough. So I threw together the art of the comeback, and you know, it was there's more I would probably say on it, but I know, again, I did, Kelsey forward me the comments on YouTube, and I was very grateful that it at least resonated with some people. You know, Kelsey, more thumbs down though than
on the video, the
Maria videos. Yeah. But I think, again, they think that's because they want Maria. They don't want me.
You know what I liked, Kev? I did see one comment of someone, I don't remember what they said, but questioning it. And then someone from, I don't know who it was, but someone else commented back at them and was like, here's where you're wrong. Here's where it really helped me and can help everyone else. And I was like, yes, positivity wins. I thought that was so cool. And it wasn't like a petty back and forth argument. It was like, hey, actually, no, here's, I'm going to point out to you where I think that you're wrong, and maybe where you could open up and be more aware of this, and where it could really help you. It was really cool.
Oh,
it was really cool.
I appreciate everyone. I hope it helps. And like I said, I think, you know, trying to bring, when I say a comeback, I'm talking about your life has been destroyed. I'm not saying, well, this is how to improve your life. It's a big, big undertaking. And so certainly to try to give you a recipe in an hour is not easy. I just know I've had to do it before, and I've been through it, and it probably took me longer than it needed to. And I think that I can give you the steps to cut that time, you know.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
Anyway.
Can I read one comment?
Sure.
From, shout out to our girl, Nicole. She said, yes, I lost my job. I was making six figures, and now I'm only making 25 an hour. So I had to pick up a waitress job at night. And I split with my husband at the beginning of COVID. So I feel it. Times are tough, but that's what makes us stronger, right?
Woo! Oh, my God. Who is that?
Nicole.
Well, Nicole, listen, and that's what I'm trying to. Those are people I'm speaking to. Nicole, I'm speaking to you. But if you're in Nicole's position, then listen. And if you're not in her position, then be grateful. I mean, I'd say every week, Maria has to remind me of gratitude, and I have to do the same with her. You know, yesterday, I know Maria, it's hard because I'm not there. So she gets very overwhelmed, and it's a lot. But I think, like, literally she was offered a movie role earlier that day. And I said, you know, Maria, like, only you could be like, yeah, I think I'll go back to acting. And then all the roles come in. I'm like, you know, and I'm not saying it's that easy, guys, but my point is, I'm like, Maria, like, the suffering that's going on out there, and as hard as I'm working or whatever, like, I'm choosing to do this, and we still have great means. And I think we all need to think more about the Nicoles, because I feel like there's more people out there right now. And so when we think of those people, be grateful for what we have. And I'm sure, and it sounds like Nicole's grateful too. I can already tell by her tone. God love her. But
no kidding.
I will say, and it's hard. I mean, a six-figure job probably was a respectful position. And, you know, now she's being a waitress. That might be hard on her ego, too. So a lot's being asked of her. If you want to DM us and if there's any help we can be to come up with some kind of plan, it sounds like you're doing the right thing in that you're staying in motion and you're out hustling and making money. But I think definitely conserve your energy right now because you're expending probably twice what you did in the past for half the money. And yeah, I'd probably have to know more facts, but anyway, feel free to reach out to us and just know that, you know, I get it. And I love your attitude about it. And I think I know if you don't medicate, if you don't cut those corners that we've talked about, I know it's going to sound cliche, but all I've ever seen is better that comes. All I've ever seen my whole life. You know, it's funny. I think that was on my list of things today, too. When we talk about the idea ball and mistakes made, let's take a break, Kels. When we come back, we'll talk about mistakes, talk about the idea ball. And we will also go over some trending things on TikTok and TV. What?
So exciting.
Kelsey, I think I gotta send you a ticket and tell Maria you have to come home and so we can bang some shows. And then I think it's time to go old school and just 7-day bender. It's
seven
too bad your stomach
bender.
Can't handle it. Oh. 7-day bender.
My stomach can't even handle one, but we're getting there. We're getting there.
Wait.
I miss it too. I have so many, Kevin. It's crazy. Speaking of, I literally had like three friends who were kind of coming to visit. It just ended up they're in town, whatever. And I'm like, well, I can't drink you guys. And they're totally fine with it. But it's crazy. It's like when you do something like that, then the universe is like, hey, here's your test, bitch. And I'm like, oh, God.
We'll talk about it.
Can we go to the baseball game?
We'll be right back.
Okay, bye.
Okay, Heal Squad, you've heard me say it, but I have my biggest discovery yet. I'm obsessed with my Sleep Number mattress. If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before, but maybe it was just me. You go online, take a quiz, and you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your Sleep Number, mine's 25, you lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait until you try. I almost cried. Oh, and my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night, and I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin is snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Trust me, don't go anywhere else ever. Proven quality sleep is life-changing. Special offers now available for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/better.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Hey, you guys. We're back, and I don't know. Bender just sounds exciting. Pooja, probably no benders in your life ever, huh?
Kev, you're my boss. I'm not going to talk to you about my benders. That's so unprofessional.
Past benders?
That's
past
a little...
I am not your boss. I am your leader.
Leader.
Right, okay.
Past
okay,
benders.
So listen,
this is a place of work. I feel like I shouldn't be talking about this with
you,
Kev.
Well, then you don't have to, so it's perfectly okay. I also think that's your way of saying, no, you've not been on a bender. So
I think you're wrong, Kev. I think I'm just being professional here.
I would say pseudo-bender. I think Kelsey's known some benders.
You can say whatever you please. But
I've had some bad benders. I don't care. I'll talk about anything.
Well, I mean, guys, it's rite of passage, and it's life. And I think, but Maria was never really on any. She kind of said freshman year she partied a little bit, but I went to a college deep in the woods of New Hampshire, and mainly Irish Catholics, and part of the Irish culture is drinking, and it was like, huh? You know, you're out in the middle of the woods, and that's just all you did. And I just remember it was like Wednesday till Sunday, straight through.
I can't even believe you were Wednesday to Sunday. I was similar in Pullman, middle of nowhere. We were Monday through Sunday. Like maybe we took Sunday off.
There were people who did. There were those people too, but I think it was a smaller school, so we didn't have all those. Yeah. We didn't have like all those options. There was like a small group. But normally, like, you could find a really good party Wednesday through Sunday.
Did you guys have something? Like, I know for us, it was like each day. We had Stubby Tuesdays, Wing Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday. Then, of course, Friday's just Friday, Saturday's Saturday.
Friday was for the people, for the students.
Did you guys have that? Like, themed, like, you knew what was up on Wednesday?
Not really because remember, it's a small Catholic private school, so they don't want that as evident. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it was like, wink, wink. But it was like kegs out in the woods.
Ooh, that's
fun.
And
there was a pub on campus. And yeah. So people.
Well, I went to a city school.
Yeah.
And so the city never sleeps, as you know. So every single day, you just found a new place to go to.
City
college life is, even the Boston City college, it's a much more mature college experience, I feel.
That's how I felt.
Because there's nightclubs and there's like.
Yeah, I guess it was more clubbing. That was kind of our thing.
Yeah, we did not. We were in the freaking like frat basement.
Well, I remember freshman year, I was like, I just want to be on a campus. So every weekend, I would go visit my different friends on like real campuses. I'm like, I love this. And so
you liked that better, Pooja?
Yeah. I liked it at least freshman and like sophomore year, but then I got older.
And then you grow out of it. I think it's funny. A lot of my female friends by junior year, they were like, okay, we're done.
Yeah.
You know,
well, by junior year, like, it's like you're 21. So you can go to, at least for us, we had three bars on campus that we could go to. And so it was like the Coug, you'd kind of start out like, hey, beer after class.
I want to go to the Coug.
Kevin?
Then where do we go after the Coug?
Then we go to Valhalla.
Fuck yeah, we go to Valhalla.
We go to Valhalla for cat hour.
Yeah.
It's the best. So Valhalla's the cool bar. And then.
Then what?
Then we go to Mike's. And Mike's has cages in the basement. And you dance in the cages. Swear to God.
Why would anyone want to graduate? That sounds amazing.
None of us do.
I don't understand why. Listen, I don't understand why, especially with millennial Gen Z culture, where we just continue to do more of our own things. Like,
yeah.
Why isn't there like, I'm 30, I'm going back.
I'm in.
I don't understand.
Sign me up.
Let's start that. Let's make that a trend.
I'm ready.
Well, I told you, I think I've said this before on the show. I tried.
I know.
About a decade. I did. No, Pooja. Yeah. About 10 years ago, I almost went back. Yeah.
Well,
I was like, all right,
we'll try again.
No, I think that ship has sailed. No. Yeah. But, God, it sounds great. Anyway, how did we get there?
I don't know.
I guess on the other side of a bender is probably nothing good. But, man, I think just to escape is something I would probably like to do now. Okay, listen, there's no bosses here.
No bosses. Only
people, listen, and I want you to remember this as you guys, because you're both going to be leaders someday. And you are. Like I've told Kelsey, unless you just go and do something away from the business, no matter what job you get put in, Kelsey, you're going to be made into a supervisor or leader. So you better get used to it because of the quality of your work. You're never going to get away with someone going, okay, you're not going to lead anyone, Kelsey. You're going to work at this level. But I always say anyone can be a boss, but very few people can be a leader. And so I always challenge, especially the young generation, I try to educate them, like, listen, be a leader, not a boss. It's enough people bossing everyone around. And I get that the term girl boss, we needed that to empower people to get there. But really, leader, you want to be a leader. Leader is different than a boss. Leader is thinking about what's best for the big picture, what's best for the individual. You know, leading by example. You know, there's a reason that AfterBuzz that I would work the way I did, because there's a reason why I'm the first one up at this job I'm doing now and the last one to bed, because I'm leading by example. Like, hey, I always respected the bosses that were working harder than me, you know, and then the other ones who were like in the air conditioned trailer while we were all killing ourselves and kind of laughing at us, made me angry. I didn't respect them. They were bosses. So anyway, I don't know how we got on that. No, but
no, I agree. It's a good boss.
You said I'm your boss. It's like, no, I am your
leader. That's true.
I'd like, and I'm not even, Maria is, you know, I'm just trying to help facilitate on this little cruise of ours. So we used to have this, you guys, we used to have this thing called the idea ball at AfterBuzz. And I got thinking about it today because we were putting in a light, and Francisco was like, we have a problem. He's like, we opened up a wall, and he's like, there's a pipe, and we're not going to be able to hang this light because there's a pipe right behind there. And I said, you know, wait. Come on, let me get up there and see what I can do. Let's hold on. And so he said, maybe we can put in some anchors in the sheetrock that would be smaller and wouldn't hit the pipe. It's like, I don't think that's going to be strong enough. And we went back and forth. And then finally, we figured out that we can put some studs behind the sheetrock and screw into that, whatever. That's not the point of the story. The point was, Francisco pulled me aside and he said, you know, Kevin, he goes, sometimes he's like, those ideas don't come to me fast. He's like, if sometimes I can get there. And I said, well, you can generally get there is if the idea ball stays up in the air. If you keep your mind in possibility and, you know, you stay open. I said, so the anchor idea I came up with didn't work, but it got your brain to the putting in the stud. And so I was telling him about what at AfterBuzz, we would have Friday meetings. You know, Bree would cook for us. It was fun. And Roxy was her favorite day of the week. She's so amazing. You know, and I loved it too, because we all could get together and we would kind of go over like what the wins of the week, which was good to inspire us. And then like where we fell short, what we could do to fix it. But I used to say, let's pretend there's a beach ball and it's the idea ball, and the idea ball goes up in the air. And the goal is to keep that ball up in the air until you can make it a reality. And the worst person is the one in the group that pulls out the knife or the screwdriver and sticks it in the beach ball, Stephen the Mule. Sorry, Stephen. Deflates the idea ball. But when the idea ball's up in the air, it's a lot of bad ideas that come out. A lot of bad, like, well, maybe we can do this and maybe we can do that. And that's why, as a leader, Pooja, not a boss, I would never shoot any idea down. I'm going to say to somebody, like, oh, that's dumb. Oh, that won't work. I'll be like, okay, maybe that won't work because of this, but because when you stay open and you stay in flow and your mind's a possibility and the idea ball is still up in the air and we're still negotiating, we're playing, those, like some of those ideas that are falling short lead us to the...
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on wonderful pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. you know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
The answer. So,
but if you were to squash them, you might not get that final result.
And that's why you can't, guys. You cannot, it's like, and, you know, sometimes if you've worked with people doing a project, by the way, anything, planning a wedding, a party, anything, you know, you might have that one person or coworker or friend who just, you know, ever notice they'll throw out like 9 ridiculous ideas that just make no sense. But then the 10th one is like, wait, what? That works. By the way, in filmmaking, all the time, you know, there's actors who I know actors that are always pushing to improv scenes. How about I do this? How about I say this? No. And then the one time, like, wait, okay, let's try it. It becomes legendary.
Like,
and like the line you remember
when Matthew McConaughey does the
Yeah.
Improv. Now,
but here's the thing. We think all of Matthew's ideas are that good. And by the way, they may very well be. But when you have your mind as a leader, when you have your mind in possibility and you encourage that from everybody, and there's, you know, I've heard good leaders say this, there's no bad ideas, guys, there's no bad ideas. It's just, what's the one that's going to work for us?
Mm-hmm.
You get there. And the flip is, and yeah, I've said this before, but if you remember when you were a kid and you'd say, Mom, there's no orange juice. And they'd be like, we bought orange juice yesterday, it's in there. No, it's not. Oh, look.
Move
and
like the milk.
The kids got the fridge open and they're looking in there. And by the way, it's not that they're lazy to not move the milk. They genuinely can't see it. And why they can't see it? Because they believe there's no orange juice. They're stuck on that.
That was me.
And then the parent comes over and goes, no, look to the left. And they just, and by the way, in my civilian days, my pre-better together days, my like lack of awareness days, I would just, that's kind of how I lived.
Oh, same.
But now I realize that when your mind is blocked, then you really can't see things. So when you, I said to Francisco, I said, you keeping your mind open to say, rather than we can't do it with a pipe. No. I said, notice how I went into it. I'm like, let me get up on the ladder. Like, we're going to figure this out. We're going to hang this light. So anyway, when we talk about a lot of, you know, ideas that miss the mark to get to that solution, you know, it reminds me that, you know, you're going to make a lot of mistakes to get to where you need to be. And I think the problem is you get the cynical Monday morning quarterback types who will be like, that's not going to work, or yeah, look, you tried and it failed, and, you know, but the reality is, I mean, I can't tell you how many times everything in my life, all the good things came from the mistakes I made. You know, I have friends who like
they always do, or most always
married monster partners. I'm like, but do you love your children? Yeah. Well, that's unfortunately you had to do that to get to those children. Or they might eventually meet the love of their lives, but they wouldn't have met them and appreciated them had they not gone through the first one. So it's like, I think that we don't value our mistakes enough. And I think we shame ourselves for them. And then we don't get in the batter's box anymore to try because like, oh, I'm just going to, you know, I had a friend of mine, you know, a very dear friend. And it was like everything I used to say to him, well, it seems like with your life, the only way to live is just stay on your recliner watching ESPN. That's the only way you'll make no mistakes and never get hurt and never put yourself out there. And, you know, but you're also not going to get ahead. So, and that Nicole too, like she's got to take some risks, but like we talked about, you know, earlier on with Nicole and someone whose life has been turned upside down, you have to take some of those risks, be willing to make those mistakes to get the rewards. It's just with her, she's in a fragile-ish state because of what she's gone through. And that's why, as I said, in The Art of the Comeback, little risks, little singles, like little we risks. Talked about, nothing too big. But for everyone else, if you're making mistakes or falling short, it's par for the course. The thing really is when you're evolved is you're going to know you're going to make those mistakes, but you have to master what is called the fast fail. Have you heard of that, Pooja?
No, I haven't.
Kelsey, have you heard of the fast fail?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Silicon Valley, it's famous up there where, again, because they're more evolved, they're more 21st century in how they do things. It's they're like, we're going to make 999 iPhones that are not going to work to get to that 1,000 one. We know that. Whereas probably 20th century was like, nope, the first iPhones, we're going to put all, it's going to make it, the first prototype. Okay, the second one, the third one, and they'll go through like 999, and then they get there. But they know, like, that's just how it's going to go. We get it. But they say, let's master the fast fail. So when they do fall short and they fail, they go, okay, it's not working, pull the plug. And let's go back to the drawing board. What did we learn from that? And what are we changes are we going to make to move forward? So I think that's, again, my civilian days. I think of my films, the two films I made, if I had mastered the fast fail, you know, well, I don't know if they'd be better off, but I would have been better off, you know, because I just would just keep going. You know, keep trying. Oh, problem, fix it. And I think that if I, you know, had thought about the fast fail, and I started applying it after Buzz, you know, the last couple of years there, and we were getting great results. We're like, hey, okay, this isn't working, but
move on.
We're not going to want to hang ourselves now.
No,
for not it working. It's not working. Okay, great. Well, why didn't it work? And what could work? And let's either pull a plug on it and we end it, or let's pull a plug on it and then revisit it in a new way.
Well, something we learned this week, Kev, that you're going to freaking love, and you guys won't get to hear. This episode comes out, I believe, in 2 weeks, but I'm going to tell you guys that things can be both and. I have been applying that to literally everything. Something can be...
Interesting. Oh,
it's so good. Something can be both shitty. That event could be shitty. And it can be an incredible lesson for you that you look back on in your future and say, wow, that really was a turning point of my life and made me a better whatever.
Yes.
So both and I'm like applying both it to everything. I'm obsessed with it.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would have, I feel like I would have processed that a lot better at the Coug.
With some steak fries.
On my third picture with you, Kelsey. I'm just saying.
You know the best thing about the Coug, too? You get your own, if you have to drink a certain amount or buy it, I forget, but you get your own mug with your name on it, and they hold it for you forever.
I hate my life.
I know.
I want to go to the Coug and get my own mug.
Oh, I want to go to the Coug, too. Their fries, nowhere.
Even the fries.
They're the best place in the world. The best place in the world.
Okay, so, and by the way, Kels, before I want to explore this both and thing, but it's just a side note. Will there ever be a revisit to the Coug Kelsey?
Hell yes.
Okay, come on. Do go on.
I've been talking about it for years. All my friends go back, like, for homecomings, that sort of stuff, because they live in Seattle. It's a little closer. But I haven't been back, and I've wanted to. So I keep saying that I will go back when stuff's like fully back to normal. Like I would love to go to a homecoming game.
And when is there a cutoff for homecoming, or is that something we get to do into our 60s?
Oh, the thing with Washington State, Kev, and this is why I love state schools and like everyone is alumni are, you know, are their everything. You have people who are like Coug families where it's like they all still from grandpa down go to the games, tailgate. Like I love that.
Yeah, when I would like tailgate with my friends at their schools because they did like football schools, it like families would be there.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You'd see families. Like
and they go
Yeah.
Every year. Every game.
I
love that.
So exactly. We will go to the Coug, Kev.
I was watching a college game. I never watched college football, but now, because it's just nice to see stadiums filled and people dancing and happy and together, I'm like watching more college games going, they're having so much fun.
Honestly.
I love them.
That's why I like the college game. Like, I love NFL, of course, but the college games are just so raw.
It's electric.
And like, oh,
it's
so
electric.
Fun.
Yeah.
The best. Kevin, quick shout out to our guy, Russell. May he heal quickly. Russell's finger.
I know.
Did you hear about it?
I know. Yeah. My guy, I know.
Yeah. What are we supposed to do? Anyways, that was a quick sidebar.
Yeah, without him?
I know.
I mean, like, so with Russell Wilson, we use, is it a verb or an adverb how I use his name? But I'm always like, all right, I'm going to Russell Wilson it.
Verb, I think.
Verb, yeah. So it's a common thing that I used at AfterBuzz for years. And I still use it with Kelsey and Maria. I'll be like, all right, let me just Russell Wilson it. And what I mean by that is, like, usually about third quarter, he's got no options. He's got no one to help him. And he just goes, screw it. And he just takes the ball in his own hands and starts running the ball down the field. You know, and that's the term of Russell Wilsoning. I'm just going to take it all on my back and do it myself.
Yeah, so say a prayer
I can't even imagine. You're not going to want to hear this. Uh-oh. I can't even imagine if he was a Patriot, how many rings he would have.
Get out of here.
If he was a Patriot, if he had Belichick and that team around him, are you kidding me?
Get out of here. I can't even think about it.
You don't even think he would have more rings if he was a Patriot?
I don't know. I can't answer that.
Oh, he! My God, he's so old. Of course,
he probably would.
Wilson.
I know.
I can't get enough of him.
But anyways, both and
yeah. Well, you know what I find with a lot of people too is, you know, they go through tough experiences, and we've talked about how we remember things and how rarely we remember them accurately. But I find a lot of people go through these experiences that make them better, almost like going through boot camp in the Army. But then afterwards, they like hate the sergeant and they hate the, you know, and I tell you how many times I'll talk to people and that, oh, and this stunk. And I'm like, yeah, but that's what made you get this, that, and the other thing. And I'm not saying I'm not guilty of it too, but I've outgrown it. I'm so grateful to the both ends, to the bad experiences and the bad jobs. I just, if I've hurt anyone else, that's what I can't get it over. That's really hard for me, and I'm dealing with that. But other than like what was done to me, I realized that, God, it all was good for me, you know, it all. So, I think that, that it's happening for you. And go back to Nicole too, even if she split up, I have to think that that was a good thing, because that's probably someone that shouldn't have been with her. And I always say, like, with breakups too, guys, like, the younger you are, and I don't know, it can't happen soon enough. Not that I believe in throwing things away, because we do that as a culture too. We throw things away way too fast. I don't believe in that either. But I also think that, you know, if these people aren't going to, if your partner's not going to stand by you, like, that's the time they should rise. And if they're not, it's really evidentiary of what they're going to be like later in life. Because at some point you're going to get old and you're going to need someone else. I don't know. So I know good things come as long as you stay the course.
Yeah.
Let's, Kels, let's take a break.
Love it.
And then when we come back, let's talk about like all the cool things on TikTok.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
And we'll talk about Squid Game on Netflix.
Yes.
If you haven't seen it, it'll be a little bit of spoiler. If you'll have to tune out if you haven't seen it. But if you have seen it, we'll do a little book circle. And then I'm also watching, is it Crime and Punishment? The
I don't know. The
Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky.
Oh, on Hulu?
I don't know what channel
it's
on.
Or HBO Max.
I think it's network, to be honest. But
oh, I don't know. So I haven't
will look it up. But no, it's really good. All right, you guys, we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back.
To all our entrepreneurial Hill Squatters out there who make products and crafts to sell online, have I got a tool for you. Introducing ShipStation, the service that makes it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door. No matter how you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website even, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without contracts or commitments. 100,000 plus online sellers choose ShipStation, making it the number one choice for you online sellers. You can ship more in less time and for a lot less money. Just use my offer code BETTER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BETTER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the offer code BETTER and make ship happen.
Hey guys, I want to introduce you to a really neat new supporter of Better Together, Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. Skillshare helps you get inspired, learn new skills, and take your creative projects to the next level with the support of fellow creatives. I can't wait to try Mikhail Bagstrom's Use Branding to Grow Your Channel and see how much it helps us with our YouTube growth for Better Together. Now, while browsing the many things to learn on Skillshare, I even came across a flower arranging class called Bouquet Making with Kaylee Young. Super cute. I might have to give that one a go too. You can pick your Skillshare classes from one of three categories, from the best of, a Skillshare original, or staff pick. Super easy. Skillshare is incredibly affordable, especially when comparing it to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/better and get a free trial of premium membership. That's skillshare.com/better.
Hey, Queens.
Hey, Queens.
Hi.
So, Queens, tell me, I know last week we tackled the very controversial subject of how to navigate being an F-boy in today's challenging times.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this week, you countered with something called a couch boy.
So...
will you let us in on this, please?
We will let
couch
you in.
Couch guy.
So let me preface first by saying we're a little on the back end of this trend. Couch guy has been popping off the last, couple of weeks.
Yeah, this last week.
This last week.
We're way late to the game.
We're pretty late, yeah.
I know.
So chuggy
of us. So... Pooja's like, don't say Chuggy. Pooja's too cool to say Chuggy.
We can't say Chuggy anymore, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's a slip. I know that. It's Chuggy to, it's right.
It's Chuggy to say Chuggy.
Last week, apparently. Last week, God, was it? Oh, I've lost track of time. It's probably a couple months ago. We have one mutual friend that's running with a bad crowd. And I'm like, why would she be spending time with these people? And she's like, well, you know her. She just wants to be popular. And I'm like, oh, I get it. I'm like, who doesn't want to be popular? That's amazing. Anyway, that being said, I hate the fact we're 2 weeks behind.
I know.
Come on, guys.
I know. We got to make this a regular segment. TikTok breakdown.
By the way, I love how 2 weeks puts us behind. This is how insane the world. I thought you were going to say like last year.
No. Shit, daily on TikTok. It's on to the next,
So couch guy. So please, Pooch, edify me.
Give Kev the breakdown on couch guy. Because you had to give me the breakdown. Because I was like, I'm too old. I'm like, what's going on here? What's happening?
No, we have Pooja now. She's going to keep us in the game.
That's right.
Go Pooja.
Okay. Did you see the video, Kev? I don't know if you saw it.
I know.
Okay. So basically.
My vortex. I'm sorry.
No. It's okay. So this guy, I'll start over. So this girl came to visit her boyfriend and surprise him at college. Like it was a surprise visit.
So far, so good.
Someone's videotaping her, and it's like videotaping his reaction. So she walks in, and he's clearly taken aback, people on TikTok are saying he's not as excited as they would like their boyfriend to be if they surprise them.
And we have to judge him and cancel him.
Correct.
Did we?
Basically.
So then, there's a few more things. There's a few more things.
Rightfully so.
Just you wait,
rightfully
Kev.
So. I'm sorry, Kelsey. Rightfully so.
Kevin's passionate about this.
Very passionate.
Okay, so then.
How dare he not react strongly enough?
People, and he was on the couch with like three other girls around him. And people were like, oh shit, this guy is clearly cheating. And there's like, they're dissecting the video. So like, they zoom in super close and apparently, like, it looks like there's a thumb of the other girl who he's sitting next to on the couch, like on his back. People are like, well, that's her thumb. So her arm was around him, like around him.
Mm,
that was one other thing. People were like, oh, duh, he's cheating.
Yep.
And then there's this whole debate about whether or not. So he goes around and like takes his hand and it goes around his stomach to like grab his phone. People are debating whether the phone was next to him on the couch, like in between his legs, or if he was slyly grabbing it from the girl next to him. So as if the other girl next to him had his phone in his hand. So people are like fighting on TikTok about whether the girl next to him had his phone or if he was picking it up from his side.
And what would the difference be?
So if the girl had his phone, then it's like, oh, why does this random girl have your phone that's not your girlfriend?
Yeah, exactly. Hello, Kelsey.
Oh, Kevin. And then the other
cancel
thing
him.
Is,
cancel couch
more,
guy.
There's more. So there's this other thing. It looked like he had a hair tie on his wristband, like a girl hair tie like this.
Yo.
So the girl came on to a podcast and explained that wasn't a hair tie. They got each other like bracelets for their anniversary. So like, I don't know. It's
before
like,
you say this, even Pooja.
Okay.
Kevin, I watched this video and was so confused what the shit everyone was freaking out about.
Yeah.
Because
Kelsey, Kelsey, we're having a breakthrough right now. Me and
what?
You. Finally. I've been waiting for you to wake up. I have been waiting for you to wake up and go, Kev, I don't get it.
I don't.
Because all I do is see these 10-second videos, and I'm like, what am I missing? What am I missing?
Oh my God.
I must be missing something. I clearly am missing something. I admit it. I want to be popular, and I want to be in. And my only solution is just be drunk. Or high. Then maybe I'll get it. I have not. Thank you, Kelsey. Kelsey, thank you. I've been waiting for this Kelsey to wake up. Sorry,
I'm like, Kelsey, you're old. I'm just kidding.
No, I'm totally kidding.
Okay, I guess we are. I guess we're old. I don't know. I'm watching Squid Game, you know, which is from a different culture and a different language. I can't even believe the writing, the acting, all of it. But yeah, I guess it's me.
The 10 seconds
of couch guy is far more compelling. And by the way, I want him canceled. I want to comment on it. I want to get fully involved. Kelsey, we have to get involved in this.
I
know we're too late. They're probably not going to want us.
Should I book a couch guy for you?
Fuck yes! On Regular Guy Friday. Oh, I want to talk to couch guy.
I'll talk to couch guy.
I'll talk to couch guy girlfriend. I'm going to talk to couch guy accomplice. I want all the F in.
Got you. I want
to be in. I don't want to fight this. I just don't understand it. Help me.
Yeah.
Help us.
Right,
that's what I'm here for.
Rant over. Back to where we're at with this. Because... I'm trying.
Right. Okay. So just to like let everyone know, us three are in the minority of like TikTok for thinking that he's not cheating. Like the majority of TikTok is like,
Wait, leave this guy. Who said? No, he's cheating.
Okay, so us two are in the majority.
We have to rush to judgment. We've got to cancel. And then we got to move on and find someone else to mess with. I'm tired of this better together, like vibrate high. Let's go. It's easy to go low. So everyone thinks he's a cheat. Now, where's the status of couch guy and couch guy girlfriend?
Right. Also, like a huge trend that was going around.
Keep talking. I'm going to go save Winnie, who's barking from the other room on the couch.
Because she wants to join the conversation.
Yeah. She heard a couch guy.
She's young.
Like,
she's little.
I need to be in this. There's this whole trend going around where everyone was doing like a parody, and it was like it's like as if you were on a couch with like 10 girls around you, and then like I would walk in and videotape, and it was like a joke.
All right.
And that was going
with the parodies.
Yeah, and that, those were kind
I'm
of funny.
I'm down with those. That's cool.
But the girl went on a podcast to explain everything. So
the girlfriend, the couch girl, couch guy adjacent
the couch guy
girl.
Girlfriend.
Okay,
that
and?
Surprised him. So the supposed hair tie was not a hair tie. It was an anniversary gift. And it's like every time like you think about him or like they would think about each other,
it
would light up, something like that. So it was like the very opposite of another girl's hair tie. Now,
did she sound, Pooja, did she sound like she was being naive or is she, do you think she's...
It seems pretty legit. I mean, she also explained that he was in a different room before. So like he wasn't even hanging out with them. One of his friends knew that she was surprising him. So he had to go get the friend, like the boyfriend, and bring him into the room so she could surprise him. So he wasn't even hanging out with those girls for a long time before she came to surprise him.
Interesting. I mean,
it could also, like, I can see a lot of other variables other than cheating. First of all,
true.
He's on a couch with three girls and he's innocently flirting. That is an awkward position to be in when a college girlfriend comes in the room. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I don't know. One of my college girlfriends would be like, oh, that's amazing. Like,
yeah,
I would be like, oh,
you.
Shit. Number one. Yeah. Number two, who knows if like what he had going on the weekend with his boys. And he's like, oh, no. Now, like the wife is here for the next 3 or 4 days. And it's
so
like, wait,
true.
I had all these plans, you know, like that.
When there's a prize, like you're saying, Kev, it takes them a second to wrap their head around it because they're like, shit, I had all these other plans. So now you're here. And not that I'm not happy, but like I am taking a second to process this.
Well, I mean, I will tell you, all the years with Maria, when she went and did Fantastic Four and some other things, she was just like, or she'd be on the road with Access Hollywood, especially because they had fun on that show. Rob Silverstein, who ran it, and Maria, Billy Bush, all of them would be like, oh, shit, we have to make the call. And that was when the wives, me included.
Oh, my God.
We would get the, you know, they would be like, oh, they're having so much fun that they'd have to make the call. Like to us, to the corporate wives who are at home. And do the whole, how are the dogs and how are the kids and this, that. Okay, great. You know, because they wanted to get back. And by the way, I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. Because I was on the other end of that too for a long time.
Yeah.
So I think the last time, even when I go to my, by the way, when I've gone to my college reunion, the last time I went, maybe it's like the last two that I've gone to, and I really enjoy it because all my lifelong friends are up there. Brett Perrine, the sales queen, so St. Ace, all my mm-hmm. friends. And
our girl, Anne.
And my God, Anne, you know, like
the best.
We're very familial and we're very close. And a lot of us, every 5 years, we see each other for these like day and a half, 2 days. But it feels it still feels like it's once every few months. And I don't know. But as soon as I walk on that campus, Queenie calls with some emergency. Always. Always.
Her spidey senses tingle.
What's that?
Said her spidey senses tingle. She's like, oh,
yeah, I mean, I walk on there. It's like I smell the pine trees. I'm like, oh, my God, it's bringing back so many good memories. And then you don't understand what's going on. So anyway, I kind of get with Couch Guy. I get it. But yeah, maybe a deeper conversation with Couch Guy. I don't know. It maybe for Regular Guy Friday. Let us know on Patreon.
Yeah, what do you think about Couch Guy?
Yeah,
we'll link the video for you guys.
If we should even talk to Couch Guy. I don't know. So that's the big trend. Wow. Oh, you can just tell like our lives, man. We have it too good. We're that like that dominates us. But by the way, I will take that over the other like dark, toxic stuff that's spewing.
So I agree.
Yeah. All right. What else is anything else going on in the world over there, Pooja, that we all need to know so we can stay hip?
Do you guys want to know my favorite trend right now?
Yeah.
Please.
Red flags.
Yeah.
So,
that's
Kevin,
the other one.
This is
red flags.
Flags. So, using the red flag emoji. So, let me give you an example. Duncan tweeted this morning, people who don't like coffee, and then they put a ton of red flag emojis. So we're using that right now. So I posted people who don't like dogs, and then
by the way, a ton
of red flag emojis.
I see Winnie wrapped around your neck, you know, and it's the first thing I thought of. And I will tell you, for me personally, guys, and you know, judgment detox. But I will say, unless somebody was bit by a dog and really traumatized or has some phobia, which I respect, when I get those people who are just are not dog lovers, who are just like, ugh, get them, I go, noted.
Noted.
Yeah. Noted. So just you write that one right down there. Thank you very much. Yeah.
So that would deserve a lot of red flags. Yeah, so that's trending right now. It's kind of funny. So people are using it, you know, we tweeted from AfterBuzz yesterday, people who don't like Parks and Rec, lots of red flags. And I was like, amen.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of another thing too. It's like, yeah, when it's certain shows,
yes,
you go, really?
Yes. How can you not like that?
Yeah.
Really? I don't know. Yeah.
So red flag. That's fun.
Yeah, that is.
That's fun. A fun one. All right. I'm down with that. All right. So
that one's fun.
I like this. I like our road to popularity.
I know. We're getting there.
I don't think it's ever too late to be popular.
Never. Okay. And the other thing, trending, Kev, which you're gonna have to give us more of a download on, is Squid Games, because everyone's obsessed. I watched
Have you seen any of it yet?
Half of one episode, and I wanted to stab myself.
It's really listen, it's hard to watch. It's hard to watch in the way Handmaid's Tale is hard to watch,
and I couldn't watch that either.
I couldn't, because I think that was more close to home, and I don't like anything where somebody who's weaker is put in a position where they're defenseless.
Ugh.
And so Handmaid's Tale just, and what was hard with Handmaid's Tale is that, and listen, I'm clearly in the minority because it's a very popular show, but I just needed some payoff. I needed some comeuppance, and I'm sure it comes, but 3, 4, 5 episodes in and these girls are just getting thrashed. And I'm like, I can't, this is making me so violent. I cannot. And so with Squid Game, it's kind of the same thing. It's, you know, people were very poor, down on their luck, and put in these desperate situations. And I don't know. Yeah, it really is uncomfortable. It's funny. Maria's like, the premise is, without giving too much away, these people get, it's scripted, but it's people who are down on their luck, pretty much have nowhere to turn, and they enter into almost a survivor type of game. But instead of the last person getting a ton of money, this person gets a ton of money. Everyone else who doesn't win dies. But when you see how it's written, they write it in a way that you can see how human nature could go this way, where someone could be desperate enough to do this. And then the way the kind of the people running the game find ways to get people to turn on each other, it's hard to watch, but it's very compelling. And it's funny, Maria goes, oh my god, you would do so good on that.
Oh my god,
she's like, because you could survive. I go, no, you're wrong. She goes, really? I go, yeah. I go, because I'd be like, no, just shoot me, I'm not going through this.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I don't value my life enough. I've had a good run. I wouldn't. I go, now if it was to save a life, yeah, I could hang in.
Definitely.
If it was, it'd have to be for like that. If it was just for me, I'd be like, first game, I'd just go put the gun to my head and go, I'm not going to be your rat running through a friggin' maze.
Yeah. Nope. Me neither.
No.
Bye-bye.
Put me to sleep. Goodbye. Next life.
Same.
You got to look at life like Donkey Kong.
Or Pac-Man.
You're jumping barrels, you're smashing things, you're climbing ladders, dodging the, you know, and then eventually, you know what? Like, that one of the barrels crushes you or whatever, it happens. And then what? And then.
Yeah, exactly.
There's your new life.
I love that.
We'll be back for another life, another scam.
That's right. I am coming back as Vincenza in my next life, because my God.
You look at her. You guys are sisters.
She's my sister.
Yeah, they really are soul sisters.
Yeah.
But for real, coming back as a dog.
Your soul cousin?
Yeah, I can be a soul cousin. Hey,
well, you're
me.
Something, because you're really getting attached to her too, I see.
I know. I love Vincenza. She's so cute. You guys, I wish you could see her. She's just so happy to see Kelsey every day. She'll like jump like a literal bunny when she sees her. Yeah. She's standing outside the door. Oh, it's the cutest thing.
And when you're a dad, you love seeing that.
And I'm like, why do you like me so much? And then she just keeps jumping.
Your kid happy. Well, you guys, there's more we could go over, but I think, unfortunately, I've got to get back to the chain gang.
Chain gang. I got to get back to posting more pictures of my hair.
Holla. By the way, congrats on Kelsey's hair, you guys. Totally fab.
Totally fab.
Thank you. Totally fab. Little princess wave.
Now, listen, I know it's a little early in the game, but what are we, kids, what are we thinking for Halloween? Costumes. Have you thought of this?
I'm going to be, my costume's healing from SIBO, so I'm going to be passing out treats to all the kids. That's my costume.
Oh, cute.
All right.
Huh. I'll help, or be DD for Pooja for her birthday.
Ooh, yeah.
I'll do that for you.
You can. That'd be fun.
Because her birthday's like 3 days before Halloween? Four? Yes.
Like
Okay. All right. So, Pooj, next week we'll go over birthday plans. But what are you thinking for your Halloween costume?
I don't know. I usually am so ahead of this. I love Halloween. I do like really good costumes. And this year I've just been so behind.
I mean,
it's really
when
bad.
When you see LA Halloween, I mean, the amount of time people put into their costumes.
I know.
Crazy.
I'm like stressed out. I was talking to my friend about this. My friend, my best friend out here, she's in a relationship. She's like, we should do like, me and my boyfriend do a costume and you can join. I'm like, that's just sad. I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So,
Pooja, you're just going
to
do the lame.
Figure it out.
The lame cat ears. The
cat
little
ears.
Cat nose.
The little cheerleader or something.
Or devil. Devil's used to be my go-to.
I have a little pitchfork
if you want it.
I did the
devils,
devil
yeah.
in college. You did the devil, so I can't do that. But
I'm,
figure it out.
You could be Cher with your hair. That's my dream. I want to be Cher.
Oh, yeah. You could be Cher.
Yeah.
Cher would be a great one.
I could be Cher. My hair is so long right now.
That's what I'm saying.
It's down to my belly button.
Yeah, I think 80s Cher. Yeah. People would know that more than 70s Cher.
Yeah. Maybe I'll be Cher.
Like when she had the leather jacket. Because she kind of still has that look now.
Yeah. Okay. I need three costumes, though, because it's 3 days.
Crimped hair.
You need three costumes?
Yeah, Friday, Saturday, or Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh my God, that's the other thing too.
Oh my God.
Wait, back up. So Halloween
it's a Halloween
Sunday?
Weekend. Maybe Sunday if
Sunday's full, huge in West Hollywood. Like it's bigger than
it's
Thursdays.
Full tilt.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I
got
to do
Well,
it.
Shit. We got
I need four costumes.
I'm not,
I need a birthday.
Listen,
I need a birthday outfit. This is too much.
I'm not going to be there, so I'm leaving it to you guys.
Sad.
Heel Squad, give Pooja some ideas for her costume.
Yeah.
I have some floating around, so once I
I'm
grateful that I'm going to avoid the, especially the way I'm so banged up and aggravated from doing what I've had to do in the last year and a half. I think it's just better off I'm not at one of those celebrity parties to see people that weren't so nice to Maria because
it
would not go well, especially like, where I know I can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm good.
I think a lot of people would end up getting cornered. You know, yeah, for sure. I would do the beeline, and I don't. That's not going to bring out the best in me. No one's going to win in that one.
No.
So anyway.
So no parties for Kev.
No. But excited for everyone else to have fun.
Maybe when Chenza will come over, we can have a sleepover on Halloween.
Oh, that would be the greatest! Wow, and Chenza.
Lauren's really sad she hasn't met you yet.
Oh, she liked this Lauren. That's your roommate.
Oh, my, obsessed with dogs. Loves dogs.
She's going to love Winchenza.
Yes, she is.
Well, you guys, everyone have a great weekend.
Great weekend.
Great weekend. Next week, we'll have some great shows for you, I'm sure. Please comment at Apple Podcasts. Keep giving us those 5 stars and those great comments about the show. And don't be afraid to give a little, something about Kelsey, me, and RGF. And now Pooja too.
Don't be afraid.
I always like that. just again, keeping the bag in why we're here. At least why I think we're here. Help one another. I don't know, make new friends. What is it, Kelsey? I say, help each other.
Learn along the way.
Learn from our mistakes and have a few laughs. Right? And go to the Coug.
And go to the
freaking
Coug.
Hey, my Red Sox.
Have a bender at the Coug.
My Red Sox are surprising everybody.
I know, Kev.
But guess what? I am really thinking of Captain Kev saying, Screw you guys, like Cartman would say on South Park.
Screw
you guys. Screw you. jumping in that Prius and going up to see my Red Sox.
You should.
At historic Fenway Park.
You should
really,
do it.
Really drunk, and then just stay at a hotel. Sounds good on paper. Who knows? You guys.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Until then, now, wait a second. I think, Kelsey, you flubbed the bye bitches last week.
Come on.
You did. No, you flubbed it. And Pooja nailed it.
Give me another chance.
Like she's been doing it for years.
You guys can't write me off Pooja after so long.
I think Kelsey needs to redeem herself. I think Kelsey made it. So she's got to like end it with for us.
Yeah. You're giving me... Okay. I got to stretch this one out. Okay, ready? Bye, betches.
Yes, Kelsey.
Thank
we love
you.
That.
Thanks, guys.
Just madness, the world we live in. All right. We love you guys.